even though it's still March, the Nebraska Cornhuskers are gearing up for football. U of N spring game is about a month away, and Husker fans and players are hoping it's a fresh start for the program. Hey, how's it going? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you helped to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always check in online for all the info you need to give and connect and support the show at WWIB.com. Ben Stille is the 6'5", 295-pound senior starting defensive lineman for Scott Frost's Nebraska Cornhuskers. They are in Lincoln, and the young man from up the road at Ashland, Nebraska, had 13 solos, 18 assists with 3 sacks last year, and he is with me on the show today. So spring hasn't even officially come yet, Ben, but here we are talking Nebraska Cornhuskers football. I guess there's really never any off season, is there, for Huskers football down there?
Oh yeah, the whole state really lives for it here. So growing up and everything, and then once I got an offer, it's definitely something that's tough to not want to be a part of.
Yes, crazy fan base for football down there. You're from Ashland, Nebraska, just a short drive northeast of Lincoln. So was this a dream come true to play for the Cornhuskers for you?
Yeah, definitely. Growing up, you know, every Saturday you have little get-togethers with all the family, friends, and whatnot. So all the kids, all the adults get together, have football watch parties and everything. And so yeah, that's the big thing going on the weekends here. And definitely you idolize that as a kid.
Sure, you and your dad attended a few games as a kid. Tell me about the impact of those experiences for you.
Yeah. My first ever game was I was probably, I don't know, right around fourth grade or so. It was a day kind of like today, as I'm looking out at the stadium, little rainy, dreary, probably about 40 degrees, drizzling the whole day. I sat in a black trash bag, using that as my rain poncho in North Stadium against Nicholls State. So that's my first memory of just going to a game. We didn't go to a ton of games growing up, so that was definitely an impactful moment on my young life.
All right, 5-7 record last year. Missed out on going to a bowl game again, but give us some analysis of your ball club, Ben, for the 2020 season ahead here.
Yeah, obviously coming off another disappointing season last year, knowing we left some games out there on the table, so that's definitely a motivating factor for guys going forward. Just to right those wrongs and have a clean slate this coming year. So it was just back to work in the off season in the weight room, winter conditioning and everything.
Mm-hmm. So you lose 3 starters on your defensive line. You feel like this is sort of a rebuild for your part of the team, that specific part of the team, the D-line?
Yeah. Darian and the Davis twins are definitely going to be tough to replace. They played a lot of snaps for us throughout their career, but we have three other guys that, including myself, that have taken significant snaps throughout our career as well. We rotate quite a bit, just the nature of the position and everything. So those three guys were out there for the starting snaps and quite a few others, but there's definitely other guys getting reps in last year. Some of those guys, though, we'll have to bring along for sure, just as far as playing time-wise and whatnot, bringing them up to speed in this offseason.
Sure. Quarterback sacks and defensive pressure was down last year. You feel like you just have to get better in that department this year?
Yeah, for sure. We got to find a way to affect the passer more. I think we've been addressing that in the offseason, really honing in on that, just with our drills and everything. So, we're looking to improve on that for sure.
Yeah, Scott Frost came in with high expectations last year, and you finished 5-7, miss out on going to a bowl game. It was really a roller coaster kind of season. What was that like for you to play through that?
Yeah, definitely some points of extreme frustration. I'd say the most frustrated I've been was after that Purdue game for sure. About two-thirds of the way through the season, that was definitely one of the most frustrating portions of the season. But yeah, just having high expectations for ourselves, and everyone else did and did as well for us. So yeah, that was definitely disappointing.
Yeah, that trip to West Lafayette was November 2nd. You lose the game 31-27 to the Boilermakers. All right. We're in the off season here. What do you guys keep for a schedule right now as football players?
Yeah, so we just had day one of spring ball this morning. Just finished it up probably a little over an hour ago. So yeah, there was a lot of energy at day one practice for sure. There was a lot of day one enthusiasm. So there was no padded and everything. So a couple practices here, the pads will come on. But yeah, just really putting in the work as far as spring practices go. Just taking it one play at a time, one drill at a time. Just doing it to the best of your ability. That's how you kind of just build on what you have and just grow from and make improvements as a whole team.
All right, 6'5", 295-pound senior defensive lineman Ben Stille of the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers football team on the phone with me. Hey, Ben, time has run out on us, so let's plan a getting together next time because I want to explore your personal faith story and hear more about how Jesus has impacted your life. We'll talk more Husker football with you, if that's okay. Until then, have a good one. Have a great day.
You too.